First and foremost, I want to praise and thank the Lord for the blessed Sunday morning. Where did I get this Monday? Maybe. Sunday morning to worship together in truth and spirit. I'm going to be formatting the presentation in two halves. First, I'm going to be talking a report of what the Gideons are doing worldwide with your prayers and support. And then a little bit into the Word of God to the other half. So I have all the Bible verses already written down, so maybe you can, you know, look at this board. Okay, thank you. And Gideons are working with only one single objective, that is leading others to Christ. That's all we do. And we do that one worldwide in a ministry by placing the Bibles in the traffic lanes of life and also go to a personal one-on-one evangelism. And we are going to watch a video clip which is going to give you in a nutshell what we are doing with your prayers and support. I'm sorry.
As the night fell, I was spotted by two men that I had robbed. They dragged me out of the car and they beat me.
I opened up my door, and on my front doorstep were 12 federal drug enforcement agents, and I was charged with a street value equivalent of 9.1 tons of marijuana.
As a habitual felon, meaning that I had been in prison several times, I had several multiple felons that I had been prosecuted for, I had been told by my attorney that that all hope was gone. And one Saturday morning, a brave soldier came through, probably one of the bravest men that I've ever met. In his hand, he had a little brown book. He said, "Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?" He opened it to the back pages and shared with me the plan of salvation. He told me that the Lord loved me and he could forgive me of all my sin.
I took that New Testament back to my cell, and for the very first time, I opened up that New Testament and I read through the entire Gospel of Mark.
I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And he gave me that little book and told me to take it with me, told me to put my name on the back of it if I believed it, and he turned and walked away.
Gideons are men of your church, doing what they've been called to do. These are your testimonies. The Gideon Ministry expands your opportunities for evangelism in your community and beyond. When you participate in the Gideon Ministry through prayer, financial gifts, and membership, you dramatically expand the reach of your church. In fact, over the 100 plus years of the Gideon Ministry, you've enabled us to give away almost 2 billion copies of Scripture. Please join hands with us as together we become God's love in action, placing His Word across the street and around the world.
I don't know where all the millions of Scripture has gone, but I know where one Scripture has gone, and it landed in my hands.
Because of you and the purpose and the plan of the Gideons, my whole life has changed.
And it was that Scripture that began the journey for me toward a life of obedience to Christ, because it is the Word of God that transforms lives.
The Word of God is living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, and it is changing lives every day. When you go to Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that comes out of my mouth. It shall not come back void. It will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper in the thing for which I send it." So you send the word, and the Holy Spirit will work on the lives and changing lives by the eternal word of God worldwide. And that is the ministry of Gideons, with your prayer and with your support. And who are these Gideons? We are business and professional men, Christian business and professional men of your churches, local churches like this. And we are in an extension missionary arm of the local churches like this. It's a family ministry. My wife and I work together in this ministry, and the ladies ministry, the auxiliary we call it, the wives of Gideons, And the auxiliary is the largest single Christian women's association in the world. So they are working together with us. And the God is doing great and mighty things around the world. You know why? Because they pray and you pray for and you support the ministry. It started in 1898, about 118 years ago, in the next state, the state of Wisconsin. And it is going very strong because you are praying and supporting. What do we do as Gideons? Our only single objective is to lead others to Christ. And how do we do that? By placing the Bibles in the traffic lanes of life. In the hotels, motels, schools, we hand out in the colleges and universities, in the doctor's offices, and wherever it is placed, it is done one at a time. When we never do a mass distribution. Every time a Bible, a copy of the PWT, we call it, or the New Testament, it is handed out one at a time. And it is going through military and schools and colleges, and we also do personal evangelism using a personal copy of the Bible. We call it PWT, a small Bible like this, and share Christ with others as we go into the traffic lanes of life on our daily life. And we are in 200 different countries around the world, and there is only 24 more countries around the world to open up for Gideon work. Those are the last 24 countries. So I request you pray for these countries so that they will also be open and the word of God, the gospel will be shared in those countries, those 24. I have a card which is, if any of you want to continue to pray for, I have a card with those names of the 24 countries. And there is a 1.76 billion people in this 24 countries to be opened up. And the Gideon Bibles are presently printed over 100 different languages. And it is distributed. Over 91 million Bibles last year alone. 91.8 million Bibles. That's about 2.5 Bibles every second. It took 2015, we also crossed the 2 billion mark on the number of Bibles in the 118 years of our ministry. The first billion took 93 years to complete, but the second billion, only 14 years. It is going at a much faster rate because the world is waiting for their many countries, the first copy of their Bible. We have a program called the Friends of Gideons. If any of you are interested, we will talk about that one after the service. You know, come and meet me. And we also have a program called the Bible App Program. That is a free download of the Bibles in over 1,000 languages. In many countries, in the Far Eastern line, in mainland China, these downloads are going in millions and millions and copies in a very short period of time. So that is the newest app where you can get electronic Bibles on your smartphones. How can you help this ministry? You can pray for this ministry, and you can also pray for the 200 countries around the world and the 24 countries to be opened up, and you can financially support this ministry. When you donate $25, a copy like this will be placed in the hands of somebody around the world. That means $125, 100 copies of the Word of God will be in the hands of somebody around the world. And you can join as a member, and also you can be a friend. And we also have a new program called the Lifebook Program for your teenagers, your youth. They can share the gospel with their classmates and their peers in the high schools of America. This is a new program that will make our youngsters evangelists to their schools and colleges. And we also have a program called the Bible Card Programs. There's a Bible rack out there. There's a short video which you can see.
Give a Gideon card, the greeting card that changes everything. Gideon cards are beautiful expressions of faith, hope, and love. Unlike other greeting cards, Gideon cards are actually free. And when you give a Gideon card, you donate scriptures that God can use to change lives for eternity.
I picked up a Gideon's Bible and read it and became immediately peaceful in a way that I had never experienced at the time.
Each year, Gideon's place some 90 million scriptures into the hands of people in over 195 countries all over the world. Gideon cards, send the word and change a life. Visit sendtheword.org today. Gideon cards, send the word and change a life.
Last year alone, over 17 million Bibles were sent around the world just through the Gideon card program alone. So be a part of the Gideon card program. And also there is an insert which will give you more information about how you can learn about this ministry, and also you can support the ministry. A lot of information is in the handout. And let me tell you a word about what is happening in mainland China. Mainland China was closed for gospel work for a long, long time. About 5 years ago, that doors were opened. By your prayers and the support of many people around the world, about 5 years ago, the officials of Communist Party gave an official authorization to print Bibles in the Chinese language in China and distribute through the CCC churches. That's the government-approved churches in China, and that permission was given to the Gideon's International. So for the last 5 years, we are distributing Bibles in mainland China. So I have a short video of that, and I would like to take a look at it.
Now, in our last little look back, we want to thank God for one of the most exciting developments
we have seen for some time. A short report of Chinese ministry.
For years, we have been praying for that vast country of the People's Republic of China, a country of over 1.7 billion people, a country that's tried so hard to close the doors to the gospel, and yet God is having the victory. In the past few years, nearly 3 million copies of God's word have been legitimately distributed in China through international teams of Gideon members using businessmen and contacts made by other churches. The churches there are packed with those seeking the truth of the gospel. And the Gideon's International have been working with the China Christian Council, or CCC, and the Three Self-Patriotic Movement to make the word of God available to those in that vast country. You know, in the past, this has been achieved through a wholly owned subsidiary of the Gideon's International, TGI Global. However, we praise God that since August last year, the Gideon's International have been officially recognized by the CCC. And as a result of that, we're now able to disband TGI Global and roll all its activity back under the umbrella of the Gideon's International.
This is what is happening in mainland China, but China is only partially open. You continue your prayers so that all the provinces of China will be open. And last year, last 3 years in a row, India has become the number one Gideon country in the world. So India is the largest number of Gideon Bibles distributed in India for the last 3 years, more than any other country in the world. And it is 1.1 billion people, 1.1 billion people in India. And the area where India is, I came from the southernmost tip of India. And somebody asked me earlier, where did you get the name Titus, you know? Let me tell you a history of Christianity in a nutshell. 2,000 years ago, one of the disciples of Jesus, his name was Thomas, the doubting Thomas, he came to India, the southernmost tip of India, and preached Christianity. So if you go to India now, on the southernmost tip, there's so many Christians. The names like Titus, my last name is Matthew, Thomas, Abraham, those are all very common names. But the unfortunate part was it did not spread into the northern side of India. For the last 60 years, gospel is going like wildfire in India, and many Hindus are coming to Christianity. Let me tell you, India, the Gideon work in India is happening at a much faster rate than many of the news media you are going to hear. In AD 52, Thomas Apostle came to India. So I'm going to have a little thank you note from mainland India.
India is a country with a population of 1.3 billion people. 80% of this population are Hindus. The devil has blinded their eyes, and they prefer to worship the creation. And while doing so, they have forgotten all about their creator. 15% of the population is Muslims, who have made high and wide walls around them. And it's getting difficult and dangerous to breach that walls and get across the love of Jesus to them. In an environment like this, God has called 15,000 Gideons and 9,000 auxiliaries in India who share the love of Jesus fearlessly. And apart from that, distribute 13 million copies of the Word of God in 19 languages across the length and breadth of our country. Pastors, I want to tell you that the work of the Gideons and auxiliaries in India is not in vain. It is making a difference. Let me share with you about a young Muslim man by the name Abdul Qadir. Abdul Qadir accepted the copy of the Gideon New Testament, not because he wanted to study and know about Jesus, but he wanted to find mistakes in that New Testament so that he can ridicule the Christian group in his college. He studied the Gideon's New Testament for more than a year. And at the end of that year, he concluded that Jesus Christ is not a rabbi. Jesus Christ is not a prophet, but Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. Abdul Qadir accepted Jesus in his life as his personal savior. He confessed his faith in open. He had to face the brunt of persecution, but our God is faithful. Today, he is Pastor Abdul Qadir, not just having his own church, but God has used him to plant 300 churches in South India. Pastors, it's not about one copy of the Word of God transforming one life, but it's about how God uses that one life to build it up and transform others around them. In India, we have a vision. Our vision is to have a Gideon camp in every county. And through that Gideon camp, bring the scriptures to the remotest community in the language which people can read and understand. And today, as I stand on this platform, I use this window of opportunity to thank you, pastors. Thank you, pastors, and the churches of the United States. In India, out of 13 million scriptures, we pay for only 2.2 million scriptures. We thank you because it's your support and your partnership which enables the Gideons International to provide scriptures across the world, and India is one of those countries.
Thank you, and thank you, note from directly from India, for your support and your prayers, and many are coming to Christ through the Bibles which we are placing and handing out in India. For the Word of God is living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It is changing lives every day around the world. You send the word, and Holy Spirit will change the lives. And our vision, we call it the Vision 2020. Within our Gideons, our goal is to place 120 million Bibles around the world by the year 2020. I know it is a steep goal, but nothing is impossible to God. With your prayers and with your support, brothers and sisters, God will do miracles in these last days. So 120 million Bibles around the world a year by the year 2020. So that is the Gideon presentation, and we thank you Thank you, the congregation. Thank you for your offerings. And thank you also for the pastors for making this opportunity available. I'm going to move on very fast to the second half of the sermon portion. I'm going to be very basic. It is going to be, maybe you can call it Christianity 101. Today we were driving from Kenosha, and on the way at the parking lot or at the entrance of a church, we saw this sign. What in the world am I here for? Then I thought about that one and I said, maybe that might be a better, you know, subject or a heading for what I'm going to be talking about. This is very basic Christianity we are going to be talking about in the next few minutes. It is also called the Great Commission. You know, when you go to Matthew 28, you know, you can see a subheading called the Great Commission. And 28, 18 and 19, it reads, and Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all the authority hath been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Just before Jesus was going to ascend into heaven, he called all his disciples and he gave the final command so that they can go into the world and preach and share gospel and make disciples of all nations. And that is called the Great Commission. You know, we may call it evangelism, personal witnessing, no matter what you call it. This is why the Christians are placed on this earth today, for fulfilling the Great Commission, so that we can reach the world with the eternal word of God, so that people can come into the saving faith in Christ through the word of God and the power of the cross. And that is called the Great Commission. And also, when Jesus talked to the disciples before he went to heaven, on Acts 1:8, it reads like this, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So Jesus knows that when he will be gone, his disciples need a heavenly intervention, heavenly empowerment by the Holy Spirit to do the evangelism, to fulfill the Great Commission on this earth. So he promised the Holy Spirit, and he sent the Holy Spirit after he went to heaven. And that is the Holy Spirit who is indwelling in us. In every Christian, the Holy Spirit is empowering us to do his ministry on this earth. So you and I, if you are a child of God, if you are a Christian, if you are a disciple, God has a ministry for you and me. And that is to take the gospel message, the salvation message through Jesus and what he made it available on the cross to the traffic lanes of life. And we read that it should be first in the community. Jerusalem was the local community, then Judea, then Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So through the ministries, we can reach to the ends of the earth. But this is the local community you are addressing with the gospel, gospel of Jesus Christ. And in John 16:8, and when he comes, he means the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. So when the Holy Spirit talks to a person, when you present the gospel to a person, it is your information you are giving to somebody. But when the Holy Spirit takes that same gospel message, he will convict that sinner. That is called the gospel work. We cannot save anybody. As a Christian, I cannot save anybody. But I can share my faith, I can share my testimony, I can share the gospel with others. Then the Holy Spirit is the one who is going to be convicting that sinner, and he will be convicted of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And that is the reason, what in the world am I here for? Yes, we are here with a ministry. We are here with a purpose. We are here with a ministry of power and authority. And that is the Great Commission you and I are commissioned with. See, we are called to this ministry. As a Christian, we are called into the ministry of Jesus Christ, the gospel. And we are commissioned by the Great Commissioner. And we are empowered by the Holy Spirit. And we are put in the lanes, in the traffic lanes, so that we can meet others and take the message of salvation to the world. And the Holy Spirit is the one who is going to be convicting the sinners so that they can come to the saving faith in Christ. And that is what our ministry is all about. And that is what we may also call it personal witnessing. You can do the personal witnessing in two different ways. You can spread the gospel around the world or fulfill the Great Commission, which we read about first. The Great Commission is for all of us. It's not an option. It is mandatory. And how do we do that? You can one-on-one share the gospel with others. Also, you can send the gospel to others. And this is the living word. It will convict the people. So there is two different ways. Within Gideon's also, we do one-on-one personal evangelism, and also we send the word. And remember, we read, so shall my word be that comes out of my mouth. So we are going to go very briefly and talk about personal witnessing. Every day when we start with our devotions at our house, we pray for divine appointments. What is a divine appointment? Lord, send somebody on our way so that we can share Christ with them. That is what divine appointment is. You take an appointment with a doctor's office. When you get there, the doctor is going to see you, right? Same way, when you pray for divine appointments, the Holy Spirit is going to take appointment with somebody. And when you meet them, you be ready to share Christ with them. That is called divine appointments. If you are not praying for divine appointments, start praying for it. You will see that you will meet many people in everyday life. So we have been doing this the divine appointment prayer for the last 25 some years. And let me tell you, for the glory of God, God sent many people on our way, and many of them came to Christ when we shared. It is not because of us, but because of the living word. So continue or start praying for divine appointments for everybody, all the Christians around the world. So God has a remedy for our sin or the sin of the world. Jesus answered and said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know where it came from. This is from John 3:3. He is talking to a person by name Nicodemus. He was a Jewish rabbi, but he did not know how to be born again. And Jesus is explaining there, but today, as we are all born again Christians, we know what born again means. The verse says, unless you are born again, you will not see the kingdom of God. So in order to go to heaven, you have to be born again. And that is the message we are sharing with others when we meet them with divine appointment. Let me read another verse also from Romans 10:9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So suppose a person comes to you and he don't know who Christ is. You are going to share Christ with him. If that person agrees by his own choice, he says or she says, I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior so that I can be born again. Are you prepared to lead that person to Christ? As a Christian, as a child of God, you and I should be able to lead others to Christ. That is the reason why what in the world we are here for. Yes, we are placed for that reason on this earth. Otherwise, he could have taken us, when we became Christians, Jesus could have taken him, all of us with him. But no, there's a ministry for us until the end of our life. So, brothers and sisters, we are placed here for a ministry, and there are many testimonies I want to share with you, but lack of time, I'm not going to go into that. How to be born again? If a person comes to you, and I'm not going to go to the where the born again starts from, or the where the death happened. We all know that from the Garden of Eden, man disobeyed, and that is when, by disobedience, man was separated from God, and that is when he was spiritually dead. But Almighty God wanted to bring man and mankind back to him for fellowship, and that is the reason why the wages of sin was paid by Jesus on the cross. So, brothers and sisters, what Jesus did on the cross was, the last words he said is, it's finished. So Jesus was given a mission, and he finished the job, finished the work of salvation. And that now it is given to you and me as his ambassador to spread and take that message of the gospel unto the ends of the earth. And that is when a person accepts Jesus as his Lord and Savior, that is called born again. And let me say, there are any of a prayer from your heart to Christ to receive him as your Lord and Savior, that can be called a sinner's prayer. That is the way you invite Jesus into your heart. It can be something like that, very brief like this. Jesus, dear Jesus, if a sinner wants to pray this prayer, dear Jesus, I am a sinner. Please forgive my sins and come into my heart and make me a new person. If that sinner makes that prayer from his heart to Jesus directly, he will be saved and his name will be written in the book of life in heaven. So I'm going to go fast forward from there on, and there's many things happen when a person become born again. His name will be written in the book of life in heaven. He becomes an ambassador for Christ, and he is a heavenly citizen from that point onwards. There is I don't have time to go through all those points, but there is many, many things happen instantly when a person is born again, and that is the status in which you and I are the children of God. When you are born again, you become a child of God. From that point onwards, you are growing by taking the spiritual nourishment. So that is the message which is given to you and me with the heavenly peace. We are placed on this earth to share Christ with others. So, and also what you can do is, you can send the word. And the word of God, when we read in the book of John 1 and 1, 2, in the beginning there was word, word was with God, word was God, and word became flesh. So this is not simply a book. It is the eternal word of God. You send the word, the Holy Spirit will convict the people through the word of God. At Gideon's, we get many, many testimonies that people come to Christ through the word of God, which is placed in the hotels and motels and personally handed over and shared Christ with using small Bibles like this. So I want to share one or two testimonies, and then we will conclude this. 29 years ago, 1987 being specific, I had the opportunity to go to mainland China, and I carried several of these Bibles, and I have a friend in mainland China called, her name is Jenny, and I gave one, that's Jenny, in 1987, and I gave a copy of the bilingual Bible. This is an English-Chinese Bible, in 1987 in the hands of Jenny, and shared Christ with her. But she was not at all interested in Jesus or the name of Jesus, nothing about Christianity, so she kept it someplace there. That was 29 years ago. Since then, we had the opportunity through our business to meet each other many times. Every time we meet, I'll talk to Jenny, and Jenny, how about Jesus? Titus, that's not for me. Jesus is not for me. Let me tell you, constant prayers. Years went by, and 2016, July 14, one of our common friends passed away abruptly in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She came for the funeral, and she arrived restless. She was really concerned, and she called me at home, and she said, Titus, I'm really concerned about the destiny of our common friend. His name was Vincent. She wanted to know where Vincent is. I said, I don't know. Is he in heaven? The first time I heard heaven from after 29 years. She said, I want to know more about Jesus. I want to go to heaven. This is 29 years after she received the eternal word of God. Let me tell you, for the glory of God, on July 14, she signed and dated by inviting Jesus into her heart. Constant prayers and the eternal word of God changes lives. That is a life story connected with me by sharing the word of God. The word of God did the change in her life. And that is Jenny and myself. And last year, I went to Indonesia for Bible distribution. And scenes like this is very common. People are waiting for their first copy of the Bible. Can you take a look at it? How many kids are coming for? There's only one or two, and always we fall short of the Bibles. See, take a look at the jail. People are handing out, hey, where is my Bible, my copy of the Bible? It's very common. This is the lady who served lunch for us while I was in Indonesia. Let me tell you, this lady, I did not know her. First time I met her, I shared Christ with her through an interpreter using an Indonesian Bible like this. And I asked her a simple question, where would you spend your eternity if you died today? And she did not know. But sharing Christ and the salvation message through Christ, she came to Christ that day because the Holy Spirit convicted her life of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And that lady, you can see that after taking the sinner's prayer, she's signing and dating her decision date, which is her spiritual birthday. So, well, all the glory go to the Lord, because the eternal word of God is doing the changes in life. Let me bring you another story from USA. Pastor Craig Groeschel, the testimony of the Craig Groeschel started with a little Bible like this. A green copy of the Bible from Edmond, Oklahoma. 1994, you're going to hear from his own mouth the testimony of Pastor Craig Groeschel.
Hi, my name is Craig Groeschel. I'm the pastor of LifeChurch.tv, and so much of what I'm doing today is a result of how God used the Gideons to get God's word into my hand to transform my life. When I was in college, my fraternity got in a lot of trouble. I was the ringleader in many ways of the trouble. And so as a PR move, even as a non-Christian, I decided to start a Bible study. The only problem was I didn't own a Bible. And the day that we were scheduled to have our Bible study, I was walking from one class to another when a gentleman, a Gideon, offered me a free green New Testament Bible. I can remember distinctly thinking, wow, if there is a God, he must have just worked through that guy. And sure enough, through the Bible, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, I read that you're saved by grace through faith. It's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, so no one can boast. And that's when spiritually I was born anew, forgiven of all my sins by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. To all those who serve in the Gideons, thank you for investing in me, for all those who are investing into Gideon's. Thank you for making a difference in thousands of stories just like mine.
And Pastor Craig Groeschel started his church in 1996. And today, his church has over 60,000 members, all started from one Bible, a green Bible like this. Well, are you familiar with the YouVersion internet downloads? Some of you may have that on your smartphone. He started that in 2008. I checked this morning, it is 260 million downloads, internet downloads, free downloads, and he started that one in 2008. For the last 8 years, it is over 260 million. See how it is spreading? It started from one copy of the Bible. Nobody talked to him, but the Holy Spirit convicted his life. And he came to Christ, and he became a pastor. He started a church in 1996 in Edmond, Oklahoma. Today, over 60,000 members. And one of the programs, the internet download, he is reaching the world in over 400 different languages through this internet download. All started from one copy of the Bible. So what I want to tell you is, the Holy Spirit with the eternal word of God, you send it, and Holy Spirit will finish the Great Commission through you, in you, and that is where Jesus placed us on this earth after becoming his children. And that is the reason why I read that, what in the world we are here for? Yes, we are here for a reason. We are here for a very specific reason, to be witnesses for him in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. I have one more testimony, and I will close with that one. And that is the testimony of a dysfunctional person who gave his life and came to Christ through a Bible which somebody else read to him. And he was born of a prostitute. And please listen to that testimony.
The pimp said, "You can't make any money having a baby in the oven. We have got to kill this baby." They kicked her in the stomach. They fed her alcohol. They gave her drugs. They took a hanger and stabbed the baby over and over again. But the baby would not die. The baby was born 2 months premature with no pancreas, a learning disability, a bladder too small, unable to function, a severe stutterer. We call it a trick baby. Nobody wants the baby. No hope, no future. Kill it, was the word. That baby was me. I'm the lowest of the low. I come from the guttermost. I come from a hellish condition. And so when I would go to school, I couldn't talk. I stuttered so severely from the trauma. My mother had a madam who hated men. Her name was Dolores, and she was a sadist. And when she would watch me, she would take a broomstick and stick it in a place where no boy should have any object in his body. And when you are tortured like that, you learn four things: don't talk, don't trust, don't feel, and pretend nothing is happening. And by age 10, I had had enough. I wanted to die. And in my school, they put me in a boiler room with other kids who were dysfunctional like me, where we would finger paint all day long. And yet there was a teacher, thank God for her, who had a Gideon Bible. And she came to my school and she saw kids like me as her mission field. And she would give me this Gideon Bible and read to me stories of dysfunctional characters who God used. She would say to me, "Ronaldo, God uses greatly those who have been wounded very deeply. He will turn your pain into power, your wounds into wisdom." She had me read the story of Moses, who was also a stutterer. I began to understand that God did love a trick baby. Even as low as I was, there was hope for me and possibility. And when a child begins to understand the love of God and the power of his word and the possibilities, it changes everything. How can a young man keep his way clean? By taking heed according to your word. Your word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. I began to memorize the Bible, that Gideon Bible, reading 2,000 scriptures. And when you put that kind of word in a life, something begins to happen. My stuttering went away. I stopped wetting the bed. I stood tall. I became valedictorian, became a pastor and priest until everybody in my family got saved. Why? Because somebody placed the Gideon Bible in a woman's hand that changed a life forever.
Brothers and sisters, send the word, send the word. Holy Spirit is changing lives every day. We get testimonies like this in our headquarters. So let us be faithful. Let us be fulfilling the Great Commission. We are placed with a very specific ministry, which is taking the gospel message unto the ends of the earth. Let us be faithful in the days to come, and may God bless you all.
Thank you, Titus Matthew. How powerful. Whew, it just makes me think of what we started with this morning, with the worship and the songs that the Lord had put on my heart this week, and the many members that chose to join us this morning, and how you guys participated. What on earth are we here for? Exactly what Mr. Matthew had said. We are here to carry out the Great Commission. So we are going to close with prayer, and I'll invite you to stand to sing I Am Free again. Father God, we thank you and praise you for this message that was brought here today. We thank you for the ministry of the Gideons. We thank you for Titus Matthew and his family. And Lord, we just thank you for the testimonies. We've only seen a brief few, and Lord, may we continue to be encouraged by testimony and recognize that we each have a testimony that we can share, and that we are your children, and that through your Holy Spirit, we can be free and others can be free. And we just praise you, Father, for this service. May you be glorified in this place, and as we leave this place, may this time that we've had together be contagious and not stop this Sunday morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I am free to rise. sets free is free indeed. Who the sun sets free is free indeed.
One more time.
Who the sun sets free is free indeed. I am free to run.
I am free to run.
I am free.
Oh, I am free to dance.
I am free to live for you.
Oh, I am free to live for you.
I am free.
I am free. Yes,
I am free.
Oh, I am free.
I am free to run.
Ooh. I'm free to run.
I am free to dance.
Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Give it up for our worship team this morning. Give it up for our Lord and Savior who sets us free. Amen. 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 Father God, as we go from this place, may our hearts just be full and contagious. We just give this service to you, this time of worship. Lord, I pray that our hearts have been changed today. We just praise you, Father. As Rudy said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good. He's good.
God is good. Amen. So as you leave today, if you have been touched by the Gideon testimonies and the stories, in your bulletin, there was a flyer. You can certainly set up a tithing for that. But if you wanted to give today, Andy Alati will have the offering plates in the back. Otherwise, go ahead and pray about it and continue to lift up each other in prayer. And I'm going to also, with the praise of Auntie Lane here, I'm going to ask prayer for our family. Some of you may know that my grandma is on her last days. So it's just been hard for my mom. And so just please keep our family in prayer because she's 96 year old. She's 96 year old, bless her heart. And we're just ready for the Lord to take her home peacefully. We don't want it to be drawn out any longer, and with Auntie Lane here, it's just another blessing in our family that God is good, and so we just thank you for being here at Wesley Church this morning, and I just pray that we will be reminded to lift each other up throughout the week and to be the disciples that he has called us to be. Go in his favor. Amen.
Amen.
Every step I take. step of faith. No weapon born against me. You're prosper. Every prayer I make is a prayer of faith. And if my God is for me, who can be against me?
I put my trust in you.